My name is Derek Bullard, and this is Reaching Out to the Community. A significant announcement regarding the future of Queen Square emerged from the plenary committee meeting of the Borough of Lennoxville held on February 27th. During the meeting, André Blais, the director of the City of Lennoxville, unveiled plans for the transformation of Queen Square into an urban space on private land situated at the intersection of Queen and Samuel Grantham Streets. This initiative, along with Entreprendre Sherbrooke, aims to replace the long-standing Lennoxville Street Festival with ongoing animation and management activities in the area. Under the proposal, Entreprendre Sherbrooke will oversee the management of Queen Square, with the Lennoxville town pledging financial support amounting to $18,950 for the year 2024.
Entreprendre Sherbrooke wishes to continue to the animation and the management of the Square Queen in the form of an urban place on the private land located at the corner of Queen and Samuel Grantham Streets, replacing the Lennoxville Street Festival. Entreprendre Sherbrooke wishes to carry out the animation activities and the urban place. The Borough of Lennoxville undertakes to pay Entreprendre Sherbrooke to index it sum of 3% in 2024. The financial assistance of $15,000, $450 for the animation, the management, and the maintenance of the Square Queen, and an amount of $3,500 in technical services.
However, formalizing the utilization of the private land at Square Queen is contingent upon a specific written agreement between Entreprendre Sherbrooke and the property owners. This agreement is crucial for the temporary establishment of the urban space set to open to the public during the summer of 2024.
The use of a private land located at the corner of Queen and Samuel Grantham Streets must be the subject of a specific written agreement between Entreprendre Sherbrooke and the owners of the private land concerned to be able to temporarily develop the urban place during the planning opening of period during the summer to the public in 2024.
As discussions continued, City Councilor and Lennoxville's Borough President Claude Charron emphasized the importance of maintaining Queen Square's appeal to citizens and visitors alike while supporting local businesses downtown.
This Square Queen has been there for a few years now, and it's really appreciated by the citizens and the visitors that come out town. So the one thing that we get out of it is we get some activity in town, in order to get visitors, and it sort of helps the businesses downtown. A lot of people profit from the visitors. So I think that's a really good point. And the comments we're getting is that they want to keep the Square Queen as is. We always have to improve it. But they don't want that. We don't want to lose our Square Queen. So that's why we're continuing on investing in that venture there.
I'm Derek Bullard, and this has been Reaching Out to the Community. Keep it tuned right here to CJMQ 88.9 FM.